The topic of today's conversation is going to be power purchase agreements in the CNI space. And I think it's helpful, given all of the variations that we've already heard about different types of PPAs and where they might fit on the grid, to sort of set some definitional parameters up front, particularly how are PPAs, what type of transactions are not PPAs? What does it mean to be distributed? What does it mean to be CNI? What does it mean to be behind the meter? What is non-recourse project finance? And then we'll get into some specifics about the actual PPA contract itself and give some practice tips. And then, assuming we've got time, we'll talk through some key trends and what we're seeing in the space and how it's evolving. So this first slide here, it looks more complicated than it really is. It's actually pretty basic. If you look at the very top, which is the gray box, this is like the simplest solar transaction. It's just a cash sale. So I, SunPower, as the solar developer, I'm going to sell you a turnkey solar installation. So it's an EPC deal. We're going to sign an engineering, procurement, and construction contract. I design it, I install it, you pay me cash pursuant to a milestone schedule that we will agree, and then once it's installed, you may hire me for O&M services, or you may maintain the system yourself. We're certainly going to have an ongoing relationship with you by virtue of system warranties, and also given that SunPower is, in addition to being a developer and an installer, we're also first and foremost a manufacturer. So you're going to get the benefit of our 25-year manufacturer's warranty on the modules.